Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Martha.
Today we're talking about cheating.
We're talking about cheating and being dishonest on all levels, from cheating someone in business to cheating on your partner.
Sadly, cheating is a common thread throughout our daily lives.
You really need to be on your guard. You need to be cautious and keep your eyes peeled for unsavory and dishonest characters.
What got you thinking about cheating?
Well, I don't want to drag anyone's name through the mud. That means I don't want to say bad things about someone and destroy their reputation. I don't want to drag anyone's name through the mud.
Wow, what happened?
Okay, I'm not going to name names, but we were in a popular resort town in Italy last week. It was a hot day, so we stopped off for ice cream and some cold water. Our server returned with two filthy water glasses marred in greasy fingerprints.
Oh.
And my ice cream was covered in brown, rotten, sliced strawberries.
Oh, wow. That's gross. Maybe they were raisins?
Nope. They were strawberries. And it cost us 16 euros.
Oh, what a rip-off! They really took advantage of you two tourists.
But it immediately made me think of a wonderful idiom. Shooting fish in a barrel.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
That means something is really easy. There's no challenge to it. This ice cream shop has customers all day long, simply because of where they are located. The customers just fall into their lap, and they probably couldn't care less about providing good service or decent food. They'll make money no matter what.
That's terrible.
No, it's not terrible, because we're going to turn a negative situation into a positive and do a whole podcast about it.
I like the way you think.
Believe me, by the time I had picked off my last decrepit strawberry, I had a whole episode in my head.
So, where should we begin?
Let's begin with the dreaded tourist trap.
A tourist trap.
Tourist traps are located all around the world, and they're designed to take your hard-earned vacation money and give you bad service in return.
Restaurants can be awful tourist traps.
Uh-huh. Tourist trap-style restaurants are eating establishments located in major tourist destinations which target travelers. They're a total ripoff. They offer bad food, lousy service, and high prices because they know that chances are they will never see your face again. This is why I always check online for restaurant suggestions and reviews before I waste my money on vacation.
And be careful, because some vacation destinations can be filled with con artists looking to swindle you out of your hard-earned money.
A con artist is a dishonest person who intentionally tricks or deceives people in order to take their money.
A con artist cons people out of their money.
And con artists are everywhere. They can be found in every type of business. I'm immediately reminded of two shady car dealerships I had purchased vehicles from. If we call someone shady, that means they are untrustworthy.
Yes, and everyone, if you are buying a car, please be sure to purchase from a reputable, reliable car dealer.
That's very important. Do some research, check online reviews, and talk to friends who have purchased cars. Don't do business with shady, disreputable, dishonest car dealers, like I did.
Cindy, what happened with your car? Was it a dodgy deal?
I experienced two dodgy deals, They were both bad deals. One car died at the end of the street when I drove it away, and the other cost me thousands of dollars in repairs just in the first year.
They were dodgy deals.
They were, but thankfully, their reputations caught up with them, and neither one is in business today. We're safe.
We all need to be aware and make careful business decisions with our money.
Be cautious of get-rich-quick schemes and deals that sound too good to be true.
If something sounds too good to be true, it is.
If a business offer promises to make you a millionaire overnight, then I would say, it sounds fishy. That means it doesn't sound right. It sounds suspicious.
It sounds fishy. Got it.
We can also say, I smell a rat.
I smell a rat.
Just one rat. I smell a rat. You would never say, I smell rats, plural. That means you can actually smell rodents, which is pretty bad, but we're making reference to cheating today.
Not rodents.
When something sounds wrong, when you suspect someone may be lying to you, and the story doesn't seem quite right,
I smell a rat.
Exactly. Oftentimes, we can decide whether someone is dishonest or not just by looking them in the eye. If someone fails to maintain eye contact, if they keep looking over their shoulder nervously, be careful. We call them shifty-eyed. And it means exactly that. Their eyes shift or move from place to place. The eyes are the window to the soul, so pay attention to them.
So, Cindy, if someone looks mean, shifty-eyed, and nervous, they may be lying or generally untrustworthy.
Uh-huh. And this brings us to our final subject, cheating on your partner.
Cindy, what do you call a man who cheats on his girlfriend or wife?
Low-down, dirty, good-for-nothing, low-life, sleazeball, loser, rat bastard.
That's a bit complicated. You need to simplify that and then go to anger therapy.
I'm just joking. And by the way, girls cheat too. Both sides can be guilty in love. I know. I've been reading those Hollywood gossip sites. There was that super famous Kristen What's-Her-Face who cheated on her boyfriend, Robert something or other.
You have no idea what you're talking about, do you?
No, actually, I don't. Hey, do you remember Shaggy? He's a Jamaican-American performer. He had a huge hit song in the States all about cheating. It was sort of a catchy hip-hop, reggae, fusion-style song.
That's right. It was called It Wasn't Me, and it came out in 2000. Wasn't me. She even got me on
camera. Wasn't me. She saw the marks. Great song. Wasn't me. You know, Marta, we're making light of the subject of cheating by playing Shaggy.
You're right.
Cheating on your partner really isn't funny. People get hurt, and families are destroyed by it. So everybody, think twice about the consequences before you stray from your relationships.
An extramarital affair could have a very serious ripple effect.
An extramarital affair is a relationship outside of marriage. A ripple effect refers to the waves in the ocean. When a large object, like a boat, passes through the water, the waves generated by the boat can be felt all the way to the shore. That's a ripple effect. Our actions affect not only ourselves, but those around us as well.
Well said.
Thank you. Well, everyone, that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and we hope you found this episode useful.
And remember, stay away from tourist traps
and shifty-eyed characters.
Thanks, everyone.
Stop by today and say hello on our Facebook page or on our blog at www.myamericanfriendblog.com. You can also download this episode and past episodes of My American Friend on Podomatic and iTunes. We're also on Twitter, and we are now available for private lessons via Skype. Just email us at myamericanfriendpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll respond with all the details.
Bye-bye, My American Friend.